Welcome to Community Connections, and I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. And today I have with me, we've had these people in a number of times, but we've got somebody new today. We've got the people from the Healesville U3A. Now, you know John. John's been here on a number of occasions. He's the president up there. He's a big honcho, and he's also done Choice Tunes. So I should mention, if you want to know a bit more about John, go onto our website, click on the podcast, up to Choice Tunes on the next bracket, and go down there and you'll find John's Choice Tunes, and you can hear a bit more about him. And he's also brought Jane with him from the Healesville U3A. So welcome, Jane and John.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alan. Thank you.
Jane, I'm sorry. I've got to tell you, it's no good nodding your head. Sorry about that, but you're...
I'll have to say something then, John.
Yeah, you've got it. You need to keep talking.
Thanks, Alan.
Anyway, John, we haven't seen you for... Well, we get you in each quarter, and you tell me since you've been here last time, you've had to have a knee replacement.
Hip.
Hip. Wrong part of the anatomy.
Yeah, but I'd forgotten what it was like to live without pain. And it's
true.
That's a miraculous situation for my lifestyle now.
There's
a number of things that we just didn't do or couldn't be bothered doing because it was just too painful. And now it's sort of a lease of life. I was saying to my wife the other day, it's like the dawn of a new era.
So, oh, that's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because nobody likes to be in pain.
No. And it's chronic too. I mean, it just gets into everything you want to do.
And I'll just keep talking. We're getting a bit of a background noise here. I think that's going to be better. So it's you don't have to take tablets or anything anymore.
No. I'm clean.
Not a druggie.
I'm not a druggie anymore. Having been a druggie for about 2 years on painkillers.
I was going to say, how long was it? 2 years.
Oh, well, yeah, 2.5 for me. Yeah.
It's marvellous what they can do. Is it like years ago, and the heart and all that? If you had a heart attack, you died. If you had a bad hip or a bad knee, you just put up with it, didn't you?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and for me, it was a revelation. It's the first time I've had surgery in my life.
Is it?
So I've got to the gentle age of 72. I don't mind saying how old I am.
Yep.
Got to the gentle age of 72, and I'd never set foot inside a hospital except to visit other people.
Yeah.
And, so I was going through the whole thing, and the surgeon asked me, went through the process, and they take you through, say, stage one, we do this, stage two, we do that, to prep you. As we're going through it, he got to stage two, and I fell asleep. Next thing I knew, I woke up.
And well, it's good you woke up.
I woke up, and I said, when do we start? And he looked at me and said, we're finished.
Terrific, isn't it?
And it was that simple, It was totally pain-free. It was just, beautifully
That's terrific.
Done. Yeah.
Jane, before we talk about Healesville U3A, first of all, what made you get involved with the Healesville U3A?
Well, I'd actually been looking forward to the opportunity to do some of their courses for a while, but I had to wait until I went part-time at work. So I joined about 5 years ago, and I thought I really want to get my mind moving again. Yep. So I decided learning an instrument would be good. And
Don't tell me the ukulele.
Oh, you've got it in one.
Oh, no.
Yes.
John, what have you done
to me? Yes, yes.
If George is listening, he's chuckling.
Yeah. So Doug Fudge was our beginner's teacher, and I joined up and had a wonderful time.
So it was just the instrument that got you going first.
Yes, the opportunity to do something that I hadn't done before. But, 5 years on, I'm still in the class having a good time.
Well, that's amazing. I think George's been in it for a long while. So the other thing is too, of course, and I know John and I have talked about this many times, that as we get older and you're no longer working, you do have to keep your mind active.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
So I always say learning an instrument or learning a new language or learning a new skill is probably the best thing you can do
Absolutely.
For your mind, isn't it?
Yes. But it's also a great way to reconnect, because if you've been working for a very long time and you've worked out of Healesville, I've lived here for 38 years, it was a good opportunity for me to reconnect with some people that I probably saw around the school gate 25 years earlier. Yep. So it's a great chance to...
Because that tends to happen, doesn't it?
Yep.
You get up in the morning, you drive out of Healesville or wherever you live, you come back at night, it's tea time, you have your meal, you might walk around the block and you might not, and then come the weekend, we've all got plenty of things to do, and that does generally happen, doesn't it, where people just don't interact with other people because they just don't get the opportunity.
That's right. But Joan, the variety of things that you can do in U3A is just amazing.
And we're going to talk about that very quickly, very shortly. Joan, what did you do when you were working?
I was a health service manager for the last 25 years.
What does that mean?
Well, I used to manage Yarra Valley Community Health up at the hospital, Healesville Hospital. So I did 12 years there and I was the Director of Community Health in Eastern Health for 12 years, and the last 7 years I was the Director of Community Health up at Alexandra District Health, up at up in Murrindindi.
Oh, yeah. I was up there yesterday.
Were you? Beautiful spot.
Oh, absolutely, and I was up at Mansfield and also Alexandra.
Yeah.
Great spot. All right, we've got to take a quick break, and then we're here to talk all about Healesville U3A.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the tree. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when you call out my name. In the rising of the sun, love is in the air, when the day is nearly done. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and that's there when I look in your eyes.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I've got with me Jane and John from the Healesville U3A. John, we've started the new year. I guess you haven't been back very long, have you? You start when
we started on the 30th of January.
Yep.
So we've been back now for just on 4 weeks.
So how's it all going, John?
Oh, it's going really well. I mean, there's a lot of energy and a lot of energy and enthusiasm about the place.
Yep.
Certainly the enrolments are really going well. We've got 254 members already signed up,
right,
which is only 8 short of where we were at the end of last year.
And you've still got the whole rest of it. You've still got 11 months to go.
I've still got 11 months to go. So, you know, there's a momentum which we're sort of finding, which is wonderful.
John, have you any new programs that you've started this year?
We run 44 courses.
Yeah, which we'll talk about as we go on as much as we can. Yep.
The new courses we've got, and I think this is one of the reasons why we've got members wanting to join up,
yep,
is that we've got to pick added in two or three courses which have proved to be quite popular.
Oh,
so we've taken on things like gymnastics, for example, which is a new course for us.
Sure,
they started just at the end of last year. But
so based on the older age group, John, so it's gentle?
Oh, no, absolutely. It's yep, it's run by a woman who is fully aware of the people she's dealing with,
yep,
and everything that they do is geared towards sort of, you know, the age group that they're yep in. I mean, they're not doing tumble turns and all those sorts of things, vaulting over pole horses and all those sorts of things. The tap dancing, we've got a tap dancing
course. Right.
Yes, tap dancing for seniors now, which has proved very popular.
Yeah, that would be too.
And it filled up straight away. There's a waiting list.
True.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's not a big group. It's only a group of about eight or ten people. But the thing is that people were latched onto it straight away.
Gee, and, that's terrific.
Yeah. So that yoga's another one, which is... we always felt that yoga would be very popular.
Yep.
A lot of people like doing it, and we found it.
It's very gentle too, isn't it, yoga?
It is, and it's great for flexibility and, you know, just meditating and just having a bit of space to yourself, creating a bit of peace.
Right.
So anyway, yoga has taken off, and that class is full. And then we've got the Healesville Community Choir who joined us.
I remember telling me last year that they were coming under your banner, yeah?
Yes, they did. And when they joined us, there were only about 13 or 14 in the group.
Yep.
And they've now grown to 33.
Gee, so that's all right.
And the quality of singing they're doing is quite fantastic. One of the things they do is not they go around with this and perform at various aged care centres.
Yep.
Public performances, Voices in the Park, what have you. So they're
always...
And they're
going to be part of your extravaganza as the year goes on?
Ah, good question. I don't know whether Lois will let them in. So the community choir's been very popular. We've divided... Cryptic Crosswords was always there.
Yep.
But we've
yep
divided into three groups because there are people, as you know, with Cryptic Crosswords who can do it just like that.
Yep.
And there are people who want to learn.
Yep.
And it takes... There's a lot to do in terms of actually learning how to do...
I'd love to know how to do this.
So would I.
I've got a course for you. You can come to U3A and join up then.
I can pick some of them because the answer is in the question, but they're not all like that, are they?
And there's about 10 or 15, 20 different clues, different kinds of clues. Oh, yes. My wife who does cryptic crosswords has got a whole list of about 20 different things to look for, and what happens is when you become good at it, that becomes instinctive.
Yeah.
So people start looking immediately. They pick something in the word or whatever it might be that actually.
And there's 20 different.
So it's something like that. Don't
ways
hold me to the number.
Get the hint.
But
yeah,
there are about 20 odd different ways you can actually.
Gee, that's
decipher what they're...
So you've got three groups of that now?
We've got a beginners, an intermediate and a senior group now. So the beginners, we've got one of the senior people who actually knows what they're doing and can do it very easily.
Yep.
It takes a beginners group and just actually teaches them what to look for, introduces the different kinds of clues to look for and all that sort of thing. And then there's an intermediate group, which is the one that my wife has migrated to.
She's getting...
She loves it. She'll sit up in bed in the morning and sort of start working through
cryptic
crosswords.
I'm just going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more.
Let my love, love in arms
And just a quick reminder, having played Johnny O'Keefe, I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music, Memories and More. And then I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. So there'll be plenty of Johnny O'Keefe and all those sorts of singers. Jane, pardon me, we don't know much about you. So tell us a bit about what your involvement and the different groups that you go to in Hillsville U3A+.
Alan, I was lucky enough to be elected to the committee, so I'm just getting a new perspective on U3A by being a member of the committee. And that's a very dynamic group of about 10 people. But over this year in particular, I have rejoined Garden Lovers. Every month we go out around the Shire of Yarra Ranges and see someone's beautiful garden. And I also dance with music, which is fantastic, with Diane Kaufman. She is an older woman and she does both movement and chair-based exercises. That's absolutely fantastic. Probably the Philosopher's Lunch is the one that I'm doing for the first time this year. I'm really looking forward to that, actually, John.
That's a great course. I've done it now for a couple of years.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joan does a wonderful job.
Yes. No, I'm looking forward to that. We've got Nitschke this Monday coming up. The history of Hillsville with Bryn was fantastic. I really enjoyed that.
Who ran that?
Bryn.
Bryn Jones
from the Historical Society.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing it for years. It was very interesting. I live out in Chum Creek and discovered that I'm actually part of the new Chum area when Hillsville was established. So it was really interesting to get some perspective when I wander through my block. I've got a big bush block. I come across bits of strewn equipment and I begin to understand why, yes. The other one is Hit the Road. I like that. That's a single woman. I get a chance to go away down to a location, Phillip Island, Apollo Bay, for 3 days with a group of like-minded people. Some of them use cabins, some of them take their caravans, and you have a few days where you enjoy each other's company, the ukuleles and the guitars come out in the evening around the fire. It's fantastic.
George, you must be proud. You keep mentioning those ukuleles.
And then there's Strings and Things, which is an evening group that come together with everything from banjos to harps, and they play music on a Thursday up in Badger Creek.
So you've got harps and all that in your groups, have you?
Mm. Well, we've got a woman who plays the harp very, very well. She's incredibly skillful at it. It's one of her many talents musically. But when Jane mentions Strings and Things, it literally is any string instrument can join in. So you've got banjos, ukuleles, guitars, violin. There's one. We've had one violin once, and Shirley's got her harp, which she brings in from time to time, and sits there. And then you've got a couple of percussion people sort of playing along. We sit in the senior citizens hall at the in Hillsville,
right.
And the screen goes up. And we all just sit there and strum away and sing whatever happens to be on the.
So, do you play an instrument yourself, John?
Yes. Well, I play the guitar at Strings and Things. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I learned the guitar when I was self-taught, I must say.
Yeah.
When I was very young, when I was latter part of school and university days, and then it sort of found its way to the corner of the lounge room and never emerged until about 5 years ago when Doug Fudge.
Yes.
Started teaching me the guitar.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So. All right, look, I've got to take one more quick break and then we'll be back. I want to talk about last year's extravaganza and find out what you got coming up for this year.
Sure.
that, of course, that was the old Bobby and Laurie with I Belong With You. John, we talked about it last year, but unfortunately I didn't get there. So how did the extravaganza go last year? And what have we got planned for this year?
You mean the theatre group show?
Well, I call it the extravaganza. Whatever you call it.
It went really well. It was probably the most challenging show that we've put on in terms of the number of songs that we had to sing, mm-hmm. the number of lines that had to be learnt, and the number of dance steps that had to be learnt by, and that was all done in groups like, you know, line dancing and so on.
So it had a bit of everything in it by the sound.
Well, there's always a bit of it, but this was actually quite a demanding one in terms of the volume of it. The costuming was fantastic. So there were two shows. The first one was Ye Olde Scrooge, which was a shorter show, and it was just the miserly old Scrooge sort of, you know, makes life miserable for everybody around.
Who got to play that part?
Philip. Philip played Scrooge and played it brilliantly. Philip's got a background in amateur theatre from a different era.
Oh, right.
And so he knew exactly what he was doing, and so he played old Scrooge. And, of course, you know, Scrooge, it all has to end happily. And, of course, the agent for making it end happily is the arrival of Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins, Sharon, who played Mary Poppins, sort of came. She's got a lovely voice, but so she came in and she managed to sort of convince Scrooge that he had to mend his ways, if life was going to be sort of happy for him at the end of the day. And so it all ended happily ever after.
Terrific.
And it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
So what's coming up for this year, John?
I'll finish that. That was only the first half. The second show was a show called Razzmatazz. And it was set in the 1920s and in a nightclub.
Was that the Flappers, or am I too early or too late?
No, that's about right.
But that's where all the real dancing was taking place, because we had about sort of 10, 15 women were dressed up in these brilliant costumes, and they were going through all these routines as though they were in a nightclub, and Sharon was doing the singing. Sharon played Molly, the owner of the nightclub.
Oh, yeah.
And the story hinged around Big Mac, who came in. Big Mac claimed to be her stepbrother, and he wanted to take over the show because the nightclub was struggling a bit.
Yeah.
And so the show revolved around the tensions between sort of, you know, making sure that Molly kept her control of the club, which she did in the end. And, of course, Big Mac gets down on his knees and apologises and promises to be a good boy at the end of it all.
That sounds good.
But, yeah, the show lasted for about an hour, and it was full of some fantastic music, some wonderful dance routines by some of the women. And some pretty good singing by two or three people in particular. So it was wonderful.
So This year,
we're doing Musketeers. Now, Musketeers had been planned for a year which was lost in the end by COVID, but Lois has rewritten the script, and she's now turned it into it's going to take up the whole show with an interval.
Sure,
so there won't be two shows, there'll be just the one show.
So again,
it's got more songs to throw around than I can sort of poke at the moment. Lots of songs. Again, I think because the dance routines and song were so successful in the Razzmatazz show, I think we're going to get some more dance routines with the Musketeers.
Right.
One of the things that is going to be very interesting for me is that I play one of the Musketeers.
Right.
And one of the guards in the show is my wife, and we have to have a sword fight on stage. you should have seen Wendy's eyes light up.
I was going to say, if you want to make sure you don't have a fight with her before you get there, John, or it might be the last that we see of you.
Well, I keep trying to tell her that, you know, stage fights are very carefully choreographed.
Yeah, but if she's annoyed with you, it won't be.
You might be falling on your sword. Oh, watch out.
Or falling on her sword, I suspect.
that could go very bad for you, John.
Yeah, so we've got, again, two shows at the end of November.
Do we have dates yet, or?
Yes, we do, but I don't have them in my head. But they're the last two Sundays of November.
Last two Sundays of November.
Yes.
Yep.
2 o'clock.
At the Mimo again.
At the Mimo again. So, you know, we're developing quite a good rapport and relationship with the MIMO now.
Oh, good.
It fits in with the philosophy, I think, of what MIMO is about, which is about developing community spirit and community relations and community opportunities.
Yep.
And so the show that we put on is... Jane's just got the Sunday...
26th on the 19th.
Yes, 19th of November and the 26th of November. For the two shows. A lot of work to be done. It's very much at the script reading stage at this point, and singing just through the songs and getting an idea of what's on.
John, just to get an idea, in the extravaganza, as I like to call it, how many roughly people do you use?
On stage?
Yeah, in the cast? Yep.
About 35.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, and of that 35, there would only be two or three who have got sort of some sort of stage background in a younger life.
So everybody's got the opportunity to be involved, haven't they?
And that was the thing which struck me when I first arrived. Did my first show, I joined up for the first time. Look, here were these women and a few men, more women than men, who were in their 60s, 70s and on the stage singing and dancing for the first time in their life.
Mm. Yeah. And it must be terrific.
The energy.
Must be terrific for them as well.
Oh, and the rehearsals are a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of laughter, a lot of gaiety going on, a lot of ribbing, and drives Lois nuts sometimes because she wants to be a bit more serious. But she causes half the trouble. So rehearsals are a lot of fun. We rehearse once a fortnight for the first little bit in term one. Term two or three becomes a bit flexible because a lot of people sort of go away on holidays in the winter months.
Get the winter months coming.
And then we come back to August, September in term three and term four. And then it's on quite seriously, and rehearsals become weekly, and that's when the real demands are being made on the crew. But up until then, it's just a lot of fun.
Sounds good. Together. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and we've got Healesville U3A, both John and Jane. John, you've got a new website that you've got coming up, or you've...
It's in play now.
Yep.
Towards the end of last year, or actually it was earlier in the year than that, under the previous... The fellow who was running the website for us and doing our database management, we started looking at the way in which our website would appeal or not appeal to people who are interested in having a look at us. And it was very, it looked a bit old, a bit tired, and was very static. So during the course of last year, we looked at revisiting, reshaping, freshening the whole thing up, and trying to make it a lot more dynamic in terms of what we offered. And as part of that, and this was part of the strategic thinking that we went, which we're putting in place at the moment, is we're looking at the way in which the U3A presents itself to the community.
Yeah.
A lot of people are sort of unsettled by the word university.
U3A. And I agree with that, and because, you know, I've said to that a few
you
times.
You have. Yeah. You know, and there are some people who look at it, and in fact, one of the members of the committee, when she first saw the word university, she said, oh, that's not for me.
Yep.
But in fact, when she got involved in it, she said, it's got nothing to do with it.
No.
And it's not academic. It's not...
But that's what you think. It's associated
with the word university. Mm. Mm. But it's actually about lifelong learning.
Yeah, but...
It's about opportunities.
When I first met John, I said to him, so, like, what are you learning? You know, and what exams are they? And John says, nothing like that. But yeah. I've got to be honest that it does give that connotation off, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we're looking at actually just taking the U3A brand,
yep,
as a brand.
Yep.
And trying to focus more on the sort of things that Jane was just talking about. It's about lifelong learning. It's about having fun. It's about engaging. U3A was part of a sponsorship for a health and wellbeing seminar at the end of last year, which was run by Damien Christoph. And he said there are three things which he said are really important in successful aging. The first was being active.
Yep.
The second was having a positive frame of mind. And the third was being involved in the community in some way, having some sort of involvement with people around you.
Yep.
So they're three things which we've really taken on board and trying to set. I mean, we have some courses there like philosophy and Roman history and so on, which are, you could classify as sort of being academic, but the way they're presented is a lot more dynamic, a lot more fun than that. And Martin Dix, who runs the Roman history course, is a character in his own right. And, you know, I think that, you know, but he engenders that into everything he does. So to come back to the website, what we're trying now to do is to make the website reflect all of that.
Yep.
And make it appear, present itself in a way which is saying to people in the third stage of their life, you know, this is a place where you can actually have lifelong learning.
Yep.
But lifelong learning doesn't have to be academic. It can be just learning about yourself, learning about, you know, gaining new friends. It can be sort of exploring all sorts of things, music, it's dance, whatever.
Interests and activities.
And have fun at the same time.
Absolutely.
And I think we've talked about this before. I mean, one of the things that we need to do as we age, we just need to be more... more connected, which is what you just said, John.
Mm.
You know, otherwise you get very insular at home, and it's not going to help dementia either.
Yeah. We've got one member of the U3A who has Parkinson's.
Yep.
Since he joined the U3A and got involved in singing, and he's part of the theatre group. He's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
But the doctor said his Parkinson's has started to sort of plateau and retire. And that's all because of the music and the dance and the learning
and
lines.
Being
all of being actively involved in things.
Well, I mean, we said it at the start, didn't we, that learning a new talent, learning a new skill,
yep,
language or an instrument is one of the best ways that you stave off.
And I think you never underestimate the stage of life that people are at. It's very easy to live a life alone.
You know, absolutely.
Even if you're in a married situation, you tend to sort of stay at home and, you know, don't get out and about quite as much. Yep. And what we find is that people who are involved with the U3A are mixing with all sorts of people, and just, you know, for many people, it becomes, they have an activity they do every day.
And it's a social connection, and that sort of engagement is really important for your mental health, your social well-being, and your relationships.
And I guess, and I think we've said this before, John, that it's not only when you're going to these courses. I mean, you go down the street to do your shopping.
You see people, don't you?
And yeah, finish up. Instead of being just straight down, see no one home, all of a sudden you could be an hour or two.
Well, one of our committee members sort of tells the story of when she first joined, and she'd moved to Healesville. She was single, and she spent the first 6 to 8 months wondering what she's going to do with herself. And someone suggested, well, why don't you have a look at the U3A, which she did. And she went to a couple of courses, and she enjoyed that. But then she was down in Coles a couple of days later, and the course leader said, oh, hello, and mentioned the name and said, how are you? And she said it's the first time anyone had stopped her in the street and said, hello, how are you? And suddenly that whole sense of being part of the community
being
unfolded
connected.
For her.
Because, I mean, it's very much like we were talking before, that wherever you are, I guess some that just move in, like you just said, to retire, but there are others that get up in the morning, go off, come back at night, and don't meet a lot of and while you've got the interaction at work, you don't need that, do you?
No. And you know, and we sort of bolster up a lot of that by having some social interaction things. So we've got Fridays at 5, we've got afternoon teas. We had a winter dance for the first time last year. And 80 people turned up, and those 80 people who turned up for a party at 7 o'clock were partying till 11, and they were dancing and having a great time.
Terrific.
Yeah.
John, you want to talk, just mention about partnerships that you were saying.
I'll let Jane talk about
this. I think, Alan, one of the things when I first joined the committee, the thoughts that I had were, how do we relate to other groups in the community? And I'm very interested to build relationships between different groups. So Healesville Connect is also a group that I'm on.
Who we had in here last week.
Healesville Connect is a group about social inclusion. It's about activities. Yep. It's about social connectedness, community connectedness. So it's a natural partner of U3A. If you look at the service clubs in town, again, you know, your Probus Club, your Lions Club, the Rotary Club, they're all fantastic groups of people who get together and do really important things. How do we relate to them? Then there are organisations in town like the health services, the senior citizens. I think it's really important that we work together to create connections between these groups that facilitate the growth and the development of all of the groups.
Because you can help
together.
Those groups as well too,
absolutely,
can't you?
Absolutely. So one of the things we're doing, Healesville Connect is applying for a grant to build a website to advertise the work that we're doing better. It makes sense to me that we relate to U3A in that process because we've got so many things in common. You know, collaboration is the way to go, not competition.
No, I agree, because you're all after the same end game anyway, aren't you?
We are.
So, you know, at the end of the day, these are the sorts of things we're starting to sort of look at and explore.
They're opportunities, aren't they, John?
Yeah, they're opportunities out there for people. And as part of the process, we need to make decisions also, I think, about what groups are a good match, and perhaps others which might have a slightly different focus. They're still working on with seniors, but perhaps you know, have a totally different focus that perhaps doesn't quite fit.
And so some of them are fundraising groups, and there's nothing wrong with that. But but that's not necessarily what U3A want, is it?
So
John, obviously, well, no, I'm not going to say obviously. Are you still interested in, if there's anybody listening who thinks, well, I've just retired, I've done this or I've done that, I could offer my services, or if you're running out of space to do new groups?
No. There's always room, and you know, if people want to ring up or apply, we can always talk to them about what's available and perhaps how flexible we can be with that. You know, I think that, you know, we don't want to discourage people from joining because they feel that there's the course might be full.
Yep.
There might be something else.
No, but what about leaders for a new or for new something? Are you still looking for some of those?
I think, yeah, absolutely. New leaders or people have got ideas or think they've got a particular skill or expertise that they could offer. I mean, that's where yoga came from. It's where gymnastics came from. It's where the Healesville Choir came. The people who were involved in those, I don't think all of them were part of the U3A before they took on the course, but they contacted us and said, look, you know, I think I could do that. Or we found, somebody said, I think I know somebody who might be able to help. And so it sort of happens that way. Mm. And the other thing I just want to emphasise, Alan, as we get to the end, is that we talk about seniors and we talk about retirement, semi-retirement. I don't think we see ourselves as being prescriptively for the retirees.
Yep.
I mean, we've got members in our group who are in their 40s and 30s.
Oh, terrific.
And the limitation for them is that most of our courses are run during the day. But they, in fact, join courses which are in the evening.
John, unfortunately, our time's gone. The hour, as I said, goes very, very quickly. So thank you, Jane and John, for coming along for us today.
Thank you, Alan.
Do you want me to give...
quick contact.
Contact details. The website is www.healesfullu3a.org.com.
Yeah.
And the email, which I didn't know last time, but I'm telling you now, is healesful.u3a@bigpond.com.
All right. And so great organisation to have. John will no doubt get you back during another three or four times during the year to hear more about the Healesville U3A. Thank you. Excellent.